This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
I am within myself. I am not in need of an outside or other force to navigate what's going on in my life. I've also never experienced the death of somebody disproportionately close to me because I lost all my grandparents except for one and didn't have a very large family. So here I am at 43 years old and not losing my parents, siblings, children, spouse. I'm maybe gonna need it then. The only thing I really do care about is those 11, 12, 13 people. Like, I wish people actually knew how real that is to me. I think people say it and they're not truthful.
Yeah.
I think people say, all I care about is my family, but then I watch their actions and it's not true. I don't go to anybody, I go to myself.
That's amazing.
I do,
that's
I go awesome. To myself in my sleep, in my showers, in my flights, in those moments where I have a second to myself where I'm not working every second, I go to myself. And honestly, a lot of what I'm trying to put into the world is trying to get people into that. Lately, I've been doing, you know, at a keynote recently, I've been doing this kind of like, I've only done this shtick now a couple times where I put my fingers in my ears. I'm like, my happiness comes from this.
Your advice.
You know, I can't hear anybody. You know, when you can't hear anybody for real, and I want to really go here right now.
Don't even hear your wife in your ear?
I do not hear my wife.
Come on, Gary.
I don't. and it's funny, you went there and that's where I was about to go. In its truth, in its purest form, when you don't hear your spouse or your parents or your children, that's it. That's why I am who I am. I don't hear it.
That's a really tough place to get to.
It's yeah.
Because it feels like everybody always wants something from you. So you're basically like...
And especially you, you're probably pulled in like a million different directions.
Guys, I mean, I think I have a unique life for a reason. I really do know that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, I do know that. Like, I don't have this admiration or success or notoriety or the thing that's happening with me is the byproduct of who I am. Couple things, back to ego, insecurity, confidence, all that stuff.
Yeah.
A, I don't think I did that. I think Gary V is the byproduct of Tamara and Sasha Vaynerchuk, the byproduct of capitalism in America, like the byproduct of a kid who was born with nothing and had to earn his keep. So like,
that's true.
So like, when people like, when this nice feelings that I'm getting from you guys come, you'd be so surprised how much that doesn't go to me, which keeps me disproportionately grounded.
So that's how you don't have an ego.
That's exactly right.
Exactly.
You know, and it's like, I have confidence.
Yeah, because you definitely have a lot of confidence.
Tons.
Yeah.
But I have such disproportionate amounts of humility because I'm aware of the truth, which is I had less to do with this. I think people are confused that they're the byproduct of much more than they are. I think their children, their businesses, like my pride in my children and definitely my businesses will be very high because that's me architecting. My community, I'm very proud of. The positivity and positivity with non-delusion is very difficult to create. I don't wanna be the secret, you know? I don't even wanna be, you know, Tony Robbins or Oprah. I've got a different kind of slight gear to it, which comes with a level of practicality and accountability and lack of entitlement that is a little bit different. And I do think that's why it's happening. But it's very quiet in my head. Very, very, very quiet. I am disproportionately not anxious.
It's tough not to have anxiety.
I agree. Yeah. As anxiety has grown in our society.
It has. Completely grown. You don't sleep at night.
I'm less anxious than I've ever been.
Well, I didn't sleep last night because I was so excited to meet you.
I get excited.
That happened last night.
I don't sleep before a big Jets game. That I understand. That's called excitement. But worrying doesn't come natural to me because I feel in control. And here's where being quiet helps. I'm so comfortable if I make 13 bad business decisions, lose everything. Every article on earth is written, see, I told you, he was full of shit. He wasn't good. He wasn't as good as he thought. This is why don't be the next Gary V as a headline. That doesn't bother me. I'll tell you why. Number one, if I go on to lose everything from a business standpoint, I deserve those headlines.
True.
Number two, I don't care. because I feel capable of coming back, and then I get to rise like a phoenix and then do it all again. And so I think being quiet in your head is a big deal. I'm not worried about who thinks I'm ugly or stupid or full of shit or not capable or not as good as I think. You know what's funny? I respect it, I hear it, but I don't consume it. I definitely don't internalize it, and I don't live my life predicated on it.